Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back to Footballers. This week I have Rightfoot and Paul with me, and later on for our second part of this, we're going to have a surprise guest. I'm not sure that you guys know who it is. Do you know who it is, Paul?
Rightfoot and Paul?
No.
Paul, you have a fan account now?
Yeah.
Are you the only fan?
He's the only fan, that's for sure.
I'm the only fan, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm not that keen.
So you're not monetizing yet, is what you're saying?
No.
Because I know you wouldn't pay for that.
Nobody would.
All right. Well, we have a new promo to talk about this week. I got to be honest, I didn't know much about it. I've been busy working, but I've been doing my research, Paul. And it looks kind of interesting because there's two versions of each card. It's called Dynasties. And can you give me an explanation of why they called it Dynasties?
Just, I suppose it's a generations in it of players, but I'm not about it really. Like, you've got two shit versions of Varon. And then, I don't know if it's Varon's son, which is also a shit version.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm coming out hating like early doors here. But if I'm honest, I think it's just one of those promos that is just there to fill a gap. There's a lot there and a lot to do, but also not a lot there. Do you know what I mean? There is some nice cards, so I can't hate too much. There's some okay cards. It's just a lot, I think. A lot of cards. Quite a bit of confusion for people, and not great explanations. I think that Theram card that came out yesterday is the only one I've looked at and been like, that's good and affordable. Yeah. Well, it will be affordable. I don't know if it's had a price range update. Yeah, it went extinct, but is a nice card. That Maldini looks so nice as well, like, and he's not that expensive. I say not that expensive. It's 1.7 mil for a centre-back.
That's expensive.
But I don't know if you've noticed, he's got 99 composure and 99 reactions.
At this stage of the game, that's got to be just absolutely unfair.
But his other 95 card has not.
Oh,
so that's a bit...
The lower one is better.
Well, he's got better reactions and composure, which, could be argued that...
That's most important.
That's better. But, yeah.
You said it was a filler promo. Wise, you can tell me what you think about it, but anytime you have a new promo like this, and it's only been out for, what now, but like 3-4 days, maybe. Actually, no, 3 days. Four days by the time you're listening to this. More than half of the cards, the non-icons, are already at discard, and their fodder value. To me, that just screams filler promo because there's only about a handful of cards that are worth having in your team, and most people can't afford them. It's a standard EA filler promo, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think we touched on it with Richard last week, though. It's one of those ones where it's okay. Are you okay with this promo not being that good because of the anticipation for winter wild cards or whatever foot miss types, whatever foot holiday stuff we're going to get. This promo absolutely just, you know, a cheeky nod to the foot community who's always looking at cards on, you know, your various websites being like, oh, this is the brother and sister, like the Wurtz combo, brothers, sisters, cousins, you know, uncles, all that type of stuff. And I think it's interesting to kind of tie, you know, real life football in with the video game. So your fan base is getting more well-versed, but just like with that conversation we had about should every promo have like live items, I wonder if this is something that they could do where it's, all right, you give us a objective or an SBC every weekend with a Dynasties player. Like, I don't know if this needs to be its own promo, but it could be a good way throughout the whole year to have something tie in into the real world. Just like what I think they should do with the showdowns. I think every weekend we should have a showdowns SBC for a game, kind of like marquee matchups, but for show, like with a live card involved, so that people have another reason to be engaged with the real life soccer, scene.
Yeah. It's pronounced football wise.
Yeah, you're right. I said soccer a lot there.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. I was nearly sick. I agree as well. I think showdowns should come every week with marquee matchups. I think we could get those SBCs on a Thursday for the weekend's games. And it doesn't really matter who they are, does it? Like, they could be from League Two, they could be from Saudi League, anywhere. Just give us two cards, get people interested in those games for that weekend. Especially with leagues that EA have got links with now. Do you know what I mean? Like, EA tied in with some of these leagues, so they could do that and hype some of these. But I am hating on this promo a little bit, but this promo actually is probably perfect for some people.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, there's people out there who absolutely love this. You know, I think a lot of casual players will look and be like, wow, that's so-and-so's son or nephew or stepdad's sister. I want to use them both. And they can afford the souped-up version of Veron because he's like 80K and Veron's love child, playing both together. You know, you might be an Argentinian fan, an Argentina fan, you know, there's, but yeah, that, and I think I heard Nep say it the other day, like, he was talking about cat SBCs and he said, this promo's shit for me. So it don't mean it's shit for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, as like the more sort of hardcore FIFA community, we forget that this game is not just for us degens, you know?
Yeah. They've given us a couple of good position players too that have been lacking, like, you know, the right back, Reece James, although he's expensive now that I think about it. That's more of a Nep piece. But like Reece James, even the Adama Traore, who's not related to this promo, but it still helps. And you'll look back at this pro. I feel like this is one of those promos you look back on or throughout the game and you're like, okay, I want to mix up my team. Now they gave me a suite of options that I could throw one or two guys in, whether it be in the cup or maybe in your rivals. Of course, if we're talking to the casual base here that are in those D8 through D4, you can mix up your striker core or something like that. That Thuram was a great shout. Well, the striker Thuram is, I think those are cousins, is a great shout for the Serie A. You know, someone that's kind of interesting, 6'4" with the aerial ability. That could be a nice little change of pace to see if that even maybe your play style can work with that. Maybe you got some whipped crossers on the wing. Why not try it out?
Can I just say one that stands out for me, which, you know, ain't going to be amazing, but is a card I really want to use just because one, he's got 5-star weak foot, and two, he's actually got some really good stats. Not such amazing play styles, but Hadji.
Yeah, the young one, the son, right?
Or the son, yeah.
Yeah.
His 5-star weak foot. I think at some point you'll be able to Evo this card because his stats are crazy high. And I think when you can, it could be an absolute banger with a 5-star weak foot and a couple of added play styles. Yeah. So, you know, there is some sort of hidden gems in there. If you have a look through these cards, there is one or two that you like. On the surface, you're like, meh. But actually, there'll be a decent Florian Wirtz.
Yes, I'm excited. I want to use him. That incisive pass is going to be nice.
Yeah, he's 90K. Like, that is a really nice card. I think his short passing's in the... it's 93. 90 dribbling. Just a good cam. And he's got some nice Bundes links as well. So I think he's another one that's cheap. Both the Schlotterbeck cards.
Yeah, those guys are hilarious.
They're both pretty fast centre-backs. One's got...
Relentless.
Sorry, one's got Relentless, yeah, and the other one's got Intercept Plus.
The Intercept Plus one is the Bundesliga one, though, too. I think that's the Dortmund. Yeah, that's the Dortmund one, so that's
with
better.
81 pace, 86 defensive awareness, 89 stand tackle, 85 interceptions. Like that, for 50K, will be an absolute banger. And everybody can afford that, you know. You play half a week in league, you can afford that.
Just on the round, sorry, I'm going to have to get, like, that's one fun. Other really cheap. I got to look through this. It's been neat. The whole Evo dynamic is interesting to change people's perceptions on how you look at some of these lower, and I'll call lower rated or lower tier cards in these promos, because Florian Wirtz's sister, she's an 86, and as they start to raise the max overalls for this, her card would be absolutely filthy with an Evo. She's got the great acceleration to sprint speed splits that you want with like 96 interceptions. I was looking at it earlier, 96 interceptions and like 96 stand tackle. And that's an absolutely bananas card that would be very useful because, you know, as a just a pesky center mid type player, where I think, you know, the smaller female cards can get away with these this year, what, on the wings, fullbacks, and maybe a pesky center mid cleaning up some tackles. So looking forward to see how we can maybe utilize and look back at these promos and be like, oh no, that actually promo was better than we thought because of the Evo potential.
Yeah. I mean, I think to round this discussion off, it's cool. It's a unique idea, but I don't think it's going to generate a lot of engagement and money for EA's sake. But like, I'm not trying to be negative Nancy, but like a lot of these cards, they look good on the surface, but if you look deeper, some of these cards have some, wouldn't necessarily call them flaws, but lacking of upgrades. And some of them have pretty significant downgrades in some areas as well. And I'm just looking at this, what's her first name? Lauren James, Reese James's, whatever, is that his sister?
Lauren James, yeah.
So she got zero bump on her composure, right? So her 86 inform was a 77 composure. This 88 also has 77 composure. Nobody wants to be using a card, especially an attacking card with 77 composure. At this point in the game, maybe when you first started out, but now, I don't know. I feel like to spend 200,000 coins, which in for me this year in my situation, that's a lot. So I don't know. I think if you're going to get interested in some of these cards and you're going to dabble, really, really dig into them and do a lot of research before you just go out there and spend your coins, because I think a lot of these cards are going to get found out pretty quick.
Yeah, in my opinion, they had gotten better about those stats upgrades, but you do see that, and you, to your point, Hunter, you put your hand on your head, or you're just like, why are we doing this?
Most people probably won't even notice, though.
They have been selling some ridiculous packs this weekend, though, in the store. There has been some unbelievable store packs. And, you know, they've not been selling out by any means, but they've been selling. I was just going to look. They're not in the store now, but there were some that were like 100 or Supreme Dynasties packets, 3,500 FC points, 70 cards, 83 or higher, with five guaranteed to be 87 or higher, and then a couple of loans in there.
Which those loans are rated 90 or higher, meaning that you're going to get Hullet, you're going to get most likely, like, you know, you're going to get a shot at that.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, they're not stupid either. They're going to get people in with Mendy and Hernandez, Maldini. These cards impact. People are going to take a gamble if they're going to spend points. They'll take a gamble on those cards, but mostly you're getting those discard ones, you know, but.
So, a little confession time here. I did spend some FIFA points last week because my club was really drained and I needed some fodder, and they had some of those big juicy packs. And hey, look, man, Look, full transparency here. Okay.
That's fair. I'm a hypocrite. Appreciate it.
Don't spin, but I spent.
Can I make a confession while we're confessing?
Oh fuck, Paul, you spent?
Oh no.
I bought some.
You came out of the closet.
I bought some provision packs.
You did what?
Paul, I knew you were going to say that. I almost asked you when you said that you were starting to craft the mega packs. You motherfucker. You did not actually buy some provision packs.
You're joking.
Cost me about £8, I think. And I bought some common golds.
Paul's got a problem.
Paul, I think we need to take a break. I think it's time.
Not to guarantee myself something 83 or higher, to guarantee myself something 75 to 80 rated.
Isn't rationalization the first sign of addiction?
Oh, yeah. Let's make no qualms here. I'm fully addicted to this game. We're not like, I thought we got that clear a long time ago.
No, that's fair.
Aren't we all?
Let's not pretend here.
Paul, do you want to walk us through what you did? Walk us through and the listeners too. Why did you buy the provision packs and what did you do with them?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because I were bidding on the phone app on non-rare golds, right? Mm. And it fucking just drew every bit of joy from my soul.
Yeah.
And then I got bid banned. So I got banned from bidding then.
Jeez.
And then I were like, you motherfuckers, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you my money instead.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
You know those little traps you see like in the cartoons where like the bird looks at the little piece of bread and it's underneath the box with the stick holding it up with the string going off somewhere in the distance. The bird comes up and looks at it and it's like, this doesn't look right. Fuck it, I'm eating it anyway. That was you.
Yeah, but I actually blame Pompel.
That's not fair. He's not here to defend himself.
Well, he can defend himself in the server because he made me spend on informs and I was trying to get some more informs so that I could do more gamble packs and I refused to pay 40k for another one.
Yeah.
And I didn't buy, you know, I don't even think it were $8. I think it were like, I'll tell you how much it was.
Doesn't matter. You bought something you knew was junk. But you bought it anyway.
Yeah.
And then you gave that junk right back to him after you bought it. Think about how wild that is.
Yeah, well, I thought it's like price of a McDonald's. I won't have a McDonald's.
That's fair. But also they created, like you articulated that the issue was you tried to bid on all of these cards and then that didn't work and then you got banned. And so the EA have created a problem that then you solve with giving them money. So it's, you know, masterful business strategy for all those listening.
Yeah, it's like, let's not fix our companion app.
Yep.
Let's keep it fucked because if they can't bid enough to feed their addiction, they'll just give us their money.
They do. You know what? I always wondered who's running the show at EA. It is just Mr. Krabs. It honestly is probably just Mr. Krabs from the SpongeBob show.
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah.
Name another business that deprive you of something you want after you give them money. So you pay for the game, you give them money. You want these cards. So they put these big juicy packs out there with all the big cards on the screen. You give them money for provision packs so that you can put those cards that you just gave them money for back to them to get nothing back again.
Yeah.
Over and over and 100 times, in fact.
Yeah, just like that.
It's brilliant. I'm just...
And I don't buy points. Do you know what I mean? And I don't really know what come over me. It was difficult as well. It wasn't easy. I had to go like into the web app on the browser because you can't buy them through your phone app.
Oh, it's difficult as fuck when you're doing it like that, yeah.
And then they didn't go on and I'm like, what's going on here? Like, but yeah, I had to confess it because I feel like if I didn't, I might go to hell.
Yeah, no, we appreciate it. We need to, like, I'm sure at some point, and we've been adding, was a few episodes back that Hunter added the foot. God, I forgot what the foot, but like now we have to do a foot priest now for everybody's foot confessions.
Oh, yeah, welfare foot. Now we welfare need. Foot.
Yeah. Foot fessions or something.
Foot priest.
Yeah.
Forgive me, wise, for I have sinned.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I'll start that one then. But
only if you wear the outfit.
Yeah, right. That would be funny.
You can wear like a deep red with a gold thing, you know, for like
chance. I think I could do it, bro. I'll pull it off.
Not with that hair. They would see right through that.
They would. No, this guy can't be a priest with this much
hair. And I'm going to move on before this goes weird. What I was saying earlier is that I actually spent some money on these packs, and mainly because it was guaranteed fodder, right? Like 5 guaranteed over 87, right? 87 or higher. But the loans are what I wanted to talk about, which sounds insignificant, but the stinginess that they've gone to, even with loan cards, I couldn't get a decent fucking loan card for 10 games. I kept getting Tim Way and fucking Pookie. I'm already packing these cards. Why are they even in the loans? There's already an overabundance of these on the market, almost near or at discard. Why? Can you at least give me a good card for 10 fucking games, please? I just gave you $30 worth of fucking FIFA points. Can you give me one good card for 10 games, please? They could do a lot better with that. I don't see how it would hurt to give somebody a loan card for 10 games. I mean, all you need is one loan to use them in friendlies forever. So just make it happen, dude. Make the game fun again, please. We're going to get into that on the gameplay side, though, because they did do some good things there, I think. Sorry for my rant.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Can I just say as well, before we move on, and like the opposite of wasting money, they've actually made a viable way of crafting at the moment from nothing with these premium silver packs, premium bronze packs, into the daily 3 gold upgrade packs that you get. They've actually made a way. You know, we've got 83 times 10, which is an 83 rated squad with a team of the week. They've made a way for you to be able to do SBCs quite easy. Do you know what I mean? You don't really need to do the full grind. You can just sort of do the daily 3 golds and you'll, you know, do a few picks that have just come out tonight, 78 plus picks, and you can just tick away opening packs till your heart's content and getting SBCs crafted.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's fair dues, isn't it? It's fair. Yeah. You don't have to.
You don't have to. Yeah. But it helps.
It does.
What about evolutions? Did we get some new evolutions this week? Wise, did you grind any of those?
I have not. Although we did we get new evolutions? Yes. I did not grind them. This is another one of those ones where. Ooh.
Timeout from the game. Breaking. We have a special guest and he has just landed. Matthew Lamborn, OG, footballer's GOAT, foot legend.
Woo-hoo. G'day.
Yes, sir.
Matt Meta is back, people. Wise, are you wearing a Fiorentina shirt?
Yes, sir. One of those knockoff ones you find in the markets around the town, but yeah.
It's almost like he knew you were coming.
All right.
Put my Serie A cap on.
I'm sorry if I interrupted your flow there.
No, it's all good. Matt Lamborn, if you don't know Matt, you must be new to footballers because Matt has been here since the beginning and went a different route last year, but he's back to give us an update on what he's been up to. And I know he's still been playing foot. I've been talking to him off and on. How are you enjoying FC 24, Matt? I keep calling it FIFA.
I think I had sufficient time away from the game because I bailed out about February last year. I did that Shearer Legend SBC, or it wasn't an SBC, it was an objective. And we all said we were going to do it. I was the only one who did. And that was literally the last thing I did in the game. I didn't even get a chance to use the card. I just put it down after that. So I've had time out enough, I think, from the game to enjoy it for all of its faults. Like, the beginning of the game was super frustrating pre-patch, but I think I adapted enough to it where I got enough enjoyment out of it. Whereas some people were just apeshit, crazy, saying it was the worst thing ever, which is always, you know, typical over the top Twitter reaction, that kind of thing. But I've enjoyed it. It certainly has its faults even after the patch. And I dare say the changes that have been made to the patch don't suit me. I feel like I'm having to sort of relearn the game again quite a bit, but mostly positives.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are having to relearn the game. According to my Twitter feed, a lot of people really enjoy the patch, but at the same time, a lot of people really hate it because they got used to this certain style of play, which was doing my head in. I could not stand the game pre-patch. The gameplay was very stale, very repetitive. Everybody had to play the same way. And I feel like this is one of the best turnarounds they've done, maybe ever, in gameplay wise, because I feel like they fixed so many things in one big swoop. And it's not like me to give EA credit, but I'm giving it to them because they did a really good job on Black Friday with the content, and they did a really good job with this patch. It got me back playing. Radioactive got me back playing, especially those Evos. Matt, have you been keeping up with Evos? That's kind of where we were before you joined us.
If I showed you my Evo collection, you would be, yeah, that's exactly what I expect from him. I have done weird and wacky stuff. I'm sure Paul's already shared with you. Yeah.
Is it like Paul's? Is it all your local club?
No, none from Stoke. I'm sure Paul's shared on a previous episode that I got on Out of Visual to an 87, and he might become my first red pick, just because I can't think of anyone else deservingly enough in my untradables to bestow that title to. So we'll see how that goes. The most recent one that came out, some midfield or other, that you had to pay for. I stopped that on Fellaini. Let's go. Let's see where this ends up after a couple of upgrades.
What are you going to do when he's not in the game anymore?
Fellaini? There'll be someone else. Maybe Milinkovic-Savic will take that title, someone like that. But there's so many like potentially OP players in the database that are just a couple of Evos away from being useful. Like, I dug out some random Swedish league, Senegalese central midfielder who's 6'5". And he's just got, you know, like high 60s, mid 70s on everything with a couple of Evos. That could be a monster card. So I've stuck one Evo on that one, and we'll see where that ends up over the course of time. But it's exciting and equally frustrating because of the restrictions that we have in place. Like, you could just drop an Evo on this card, and if you just had slightly less pace, you would have gone to the moon sort of thing, but you're restricted because they're all over, anything over 90 pace basically doesn't get upgraded, which is a bit of a shame. But then the potential to dig out rough diamonds, potentially if you look at, say, non-rare golds, there is the odd one or two that have like a gold play style, which just makes them very intriguing to have a closer look at. But there's not many cards that are going to change overnight with one Evo. You've got to play the long game with a lot of them. So like, I've put three Evos on Arnautovic, and I don't think he's quite finished yet. Probably needs another one to be like super useful on the current power curve. But it's something new. It's exciting. Adds a layer to the game that I haven't previously had. Or certainly something that's been missing since the first FUT, where you could just develop one player in your club up to 99 rated. It was kind of like, I don't call it like a player manager type thing, but there was this one sort of custom player that you could put in your team on top of all the in-game pros, and this is the closest thing we've had to that since FIFA 09. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
We're just saying, from the dynasties, that Hadji card, Hadji's son,
Hadjison,
like, that's got potential. At some point you'll be able to Evo that one, and he's got 5-star weak foot. His play styles aren't great, but you know, there's a few little gems in there that later on in the game are going to crop up and people are going to be fighting over him.
Is he related to Heung-min Son?
No. Oh, he might be related. Yeah, it's his dad's cousin.
Hadi Son?
Hadi Son.
It's my lame attempt at a joke, sorry.
But not bad. Not bad, that.
It came to me late, so sorry.
Never have that problem.
All right. Ladies, at Right Foot, follow him on Twitter. Or guys, whatever you're into. Yeah. Back to Arnautovic. Are you scoring lots of headers from crosses or corners?
Yes and no. I was scoring like multiple crosses per game pre-patch. Like if you get your lefty and your righty with whipped cross plus, it's just so easy. Well, before the patch, was super easy to score. I don't think I've scored many of them since the patch came into place, unfortunately. So that's killed a big component of my team. But I can score pretty frequently from corners without too much difficulty, to be honest. Mainly with Thunderstruck Lukaku, who's just an absolute beast.
I've heard.
Like he's out jumping, outperforming your Van Dijks, your Blancs, no problem whatsoever.
I packed him and I put him straight into a gamble SBC where I got Baresi instead, which wasn't great.
That's a bad move, sir. In the fullness of time, I think the Thunderstrucks that get 3 or 4 upgrades are going to be some of the most OP cards up until we get to, you know, the super special stuff at the end of the game. But for this stage, they are potentially monstrous with a couple of upgrades. And the Lukaku one, given how cheap they were as well, really, really cool card. You know, fast, powerful, monstrous in the air. Wise knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Hmm.
Also, maybe sends in a reckless tackle or two and gets sent off at the weekend.
Is that what happened? I didn't
catch they played, Roma played Fiorentina this weekend.
They drew 1-1, so that upset me a little bit. So the upgrade streak has been discontinued, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I thought Frankie de Jong was guaranteed to have another upgrade, but I was watching the game against Girona yesterday.
Girona's about it. Girona's good this year. So
they looked really good.
Yeah, I have this Sagankov. I believe that's how you pronounce that Ukrainian's name. But hopefully he'll continue to rise.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed with that one. But either way, De Jong's still a great SBC. And that's going to wrap us up for the first part of this week's content. And the conversation with Matt Lamborn continues on part two of this week. If you are a premium supporter, you will get the entire episode in the Discord in the premium channel. We continue to appreciate your support. And this is one of the ways we can give back to you by giving you ad-free and early release podcasts. Be sure to check back in a couple of days and catch part two of this week's episode. We'll see you then.
Podcast Network.